Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Are you the one?
Are you the one?
You're the one.
As people in Iowa make their final decisions about who is the one, let's caucus. Let's do an Iowa caucus-style deliberation for some of you. And here's who I'd like to invite to call in first. Any supporters of Richardson, Biden, Dodd, or Kucinich? And this is because of the unique rules on the Democratic side of the Iowa caucuses tonight. We'll do plenty of call-ins for Republicans as primary season continues toward our local primaries on February 5th. But for now, we want to give voice to supporters of Democratic second-tier candidates, so-called, and let you take part in a little Iowa caucus-style experiment and deliberation. So call us at 212-433-WNYC if you support Biden, Dodd, Kucinich, or Richardson. And I'll tell you in advance, we're doing this for two reasons. One is just to make sure, and we'll continue to make sure, that any candidate who's actually on the ballot gets decent representation, just as we did that profile of Bill Richardson a couple of minutes ago. Decent representation on this show anyway. And also because I want to know who your second choice is, because presumably caucusers who support each of those four candidates are going to get a second choice tonight because of that two-round system for anybody who gets under 15% in the first round. And people like you could wind up being kingmakers or queenmakers in Iowa tonight. So let's see what some of you are thinking about who you support. We want to hear the reasons you support these candidates who don't seem to be breaking out as the leaders, and articulate your positions, and also find out who your second choice would be. Stuart in Wayne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us.
You're very welcome, and thank you for taking the call.
Who do you like?
It's Joe Biden, and I'll tell you why. I think experience does matter. The guy's got 35 years. I know the controversy of the bankruptcy bill. I've been the victim of a serial bankruptcy type person who stiffed me, and you know, I didn't know the person's record, and it cost me a lot of money to have them easily skate on these bankruptcy filings.
You were the creditor.
Say again?
You were the creditor, and you got burned.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I understand, you know, all sides of this issue to some folks, and, I'm sorry about it, but, you know, there are people out there that do work the system. The other thing that I support Biden on is the Biden Geld plan for Iraq. Being a Vietnam veteran, it's very important to me that we figure out what we're going to do over there. And everybody, you know, the Biden-Brownback Boxer bill passed with bipartisan support, and the president said he wasn't going to do this, and it's already plan B, you know, over in Iraq right now. So on that front, I'm very serious about it. And he has some good stands on Medicare, energy, renewable energy, and so many other issues that I think are sort of lacking in some ways for action and attention. And I'm sorry, I think Obama's a really good man, but I never really heard of Obama 3 or 4 years ago. And with respect to Hillary, she's the wife of a president and a sitting senator, but she still doesn't have the gravitas of a guy that's been in office for 35 years like Biden,
so,
who has thought these issues out.
So if you were in Iowa tonight and caucusing for Biden and he didn't get 15% in the first round, who might your second choice be?
It breaks my heart to say I'd leave the room, because I just don't have it in me to support these other folks when I think of how much experience Biden has. And I'm really serious about that. I think I'd be hard-pressed to stay in the room.
Which is an option, by the way. People have 30 minutes, apparently. This is one of the reasons why it takes 2 hours to cast two votes.
Yeah.
People have 30 minutes after the first round to decide who their second choice would be or leave the room. So,
I have to leave the room. I'm telling you, I just couldn't do it. It's that old joke we hear about how we pinch our nose to vote. I'd be pinching my nose, and I'm so sick of it. I'm sorry.
Stuart, thanks a lot. Call us again, okay?
Yeah, we'll do.
Susan in Manhattan, you're on In fact, you know what I'm going to do? Hang on. We have a bunch of Kucinich callers. Let's really caucus. I'm going to press my conference button. So we have Susan in Manhattan, Dennis in Manhattan, Marie in Brooklyn, and Jake in Nyack. You're all on the air, and I gather you're all Kucinich supporters. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, let's do some quick reasons why. Susan, you want to start?
Yeah, because he's talking about peace, and people, I don't like the fact that he's marginalized and laughed about and sneered at. We have to talk about something like that because the world is getting smaller every day.
He has proposed the creation of a Department of Peace, a cabinet-level department in the federal government.
Right, right. And what's the matter with that? Is that a joke? I mean, that's the main reason.
Dennis, anyway, why are you supporting Kucinich?
Well, he is first most progressive, and as I am a progressive minded person. My second choice, I was somewhat disappointed in Mr. Kucinich for saying that his supporters should move to Obama. I believe Edwards is the second most progressive in the Democratic lineup.
Okay, we'll get to that, but I want to give voice to your reasons for Kucinich a little bit. Oh, and we also have Marcia in Wappingers Falls, another Kucinich backer. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
You want to tell us why Kucinich for you?
Well, I have always agreed with everything that he said. He's the only guy who has talked sense about everything all along. Mm-hmm. He's been in the activity for longer than most of these guys, knows what's going on, and I worked for him for two primaries. Also, the whole Department of Peace thing, I think, is brilliant. I'd like somebody to propose a Department of the Future.
I think on a more practical level, let's look at his votes. I mean, he is really the only one among the group of serving Congress people who voted against both wars.
God bless him.
Both Iraq wars.
Yep. And turned out to be right on all the critical issues.
Marie, come on in. Why Dennis Kucinich?
Three things. He wants to stop the war now. He wants universal health care, and he wants to impeach Bush and Cheney. I am sick to death of lily-livered Democrats who cave in and who take for granted that the people like me who are liberals have no place to go except to the Democratic candidate. And
God bless you.
And I want to second what Susan said. I have had it with mainstream media deciding in advance that certain candidates aren't real candidates because they are invariably the candidates I'm most interested in.
Jake and Naya, come on in. Why Kucinich?
I would agree with what was just said. He's the only candidate that is seeking to prosecute actual crimes that have been committed by our governmental leaders, while the rest of our government is standing by. And I think that to any extent that he's successful, that should influence not only the other candidates, but all of the people in this country whose responsibility it is to watch these people. As Eisenhower famously said in his farewell address in 1961,
to watch the military-industrial complex. And Kucinich has been campaigning some on impeaching Bush and Cheney. I think Cheney first. Okay, so here you five are. Jake, if you were caucusing tonight, I don't know if you've given this any thought, and Kucinich didn't rise to 15%, who would you pick second?
Well, I think it's a real shame that you have to have 15% in the same room as opposed to in the entire state. And I've been calling radio shows asking for national pollsters to conduct a ranked choice poll so that this country can actually see if we had ranked choices, how many people would jump from one of the front runners to Kucinich or Dodd or Richardson.
In a different kind of system than they have in Iowa. But who would you pick second if you had to tonight?
Well, it would be a difficult choice between Obama and Edwards, but definitely not Hillary Clinton.
Marie, how about you?
I'm a card-carrying feminist, but I don't think Hillary is liberal, really. And I think Obama's very attractive, but not seasoned. And I do think Edwards is closest on substance. And I like the fact that he's talking about fighting the drug companies, for instance. We need more fight in the Democrats, so not the ones who just go along with the program.
Marcia in Wappingers Falls, you have a number two?
I am torn between Edwards and Richardson, particularly since Kucinich said to go to Obama second. And I assume that's the peace issue.
It is. That's what he said. It's because Obama is closer to him on the war, even though he endorsed Edwards for number two 4 years
previously,
ago. He says the war is just the biggest thing and Obama's closest to him. Susan in Manhattan, we haven't gotten your second yet.
I'd say Edwards also, although that was very well said about Obama's stand on anti-war, but I like Edwards. I like him very much.
I think Edwards might have also taken some shot at Kucinich. I forget exactly what it was that may have turned Kucinich off a little bit. So I want to thank all five of you for coming on and caucusing. Very interesting, both why you support Kucinich and who your second choices would have been. We really appreciate it. Let's do a little Biden caucus. Let's see now. Got to press all the right buttons again. We're going to get Lisa in Manhattan. We're going to get Pat in Manhattan. We're going to get... I have another one here somewhere. I think I have another. Oh, we're going to get Lucy in Brooklyn. Okay, you're all three Biden supporters. Hi there. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
We heard one previous caller for Biden. Just give us real quick, why Joe Biden for you, Lisa?
Because I think he's the most competent, the most likely to do good, the least likely to do damage, very dedicated to, aware of constitutional process.
Pat?
Knowledgeable in foreign policy, et cetera.
Pat, why Biden?
I think if you read the bills he's supporting, it was a breathtakingly long list that he has worked for. I think he is very knowledgeable. He's impressed me with how much he knows and how much, and also that he was the only person that I can think of that had real concrete ideas about how to end the war.
Like the Biden-Gelb plan that the other caller mentioned, which is dividing Iraq up into semi-autonomous provinces. Lucy, why Biden for you? Same things?
Same thing. Well, I've been following him ever since the Anita Hill debates, and I'm somebody who would probably, people would think would like Obama, but Obama, all I've ever heard him ever say is that he was against the vote against the war. I've never heard him say anything concrete, and it just blows me away that no one has, that everybody's sort of wiping out Biden, and he's the one who definitely is the one who, if voted in, is the one with the most experience. He's incredibly, think of him on the war, on Pakistan. Anybody who's been following
right, he knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
Let me, by the way, put out a quick call for any Richardson supporters to call in. I want to get at least one Richardson supporter on in this segment, and at the moment we don't have one hanging on. So call 212-433-WNYC if you're a Bill Richardson supporter, 212-433-9692. We're going to have to do this quickly, you three, but Lucy, who would your second choice be tonight?
I think it would be Edwards because Obama just is just way too.
And famous. Not Hillary with her experience, since you're interested in experience.
I think her experience is way too political. She just it's not about experience.
Pat, same question.
To tell you the truth, I really don't know. It would be between Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton.
Lisa, who would be your number two?
I don't know if I have one. I more or less agree with that guy who started this off. I might go for Edwards, and I have a question, if I can ask.
Real quick.
Okay. If the media asked these questions and brought up the second-tier candidates, would we, it's sort of like the worm that keeps eating its tail. Would there be more focus on the second tier people?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a complicated question. I'm proud to say that we have had all four of the ones we're talking about now as second tier, Biden, Dodd, Kucinich, and Richardson here on WNYC, three of them on this show, Richardson on Leonard's show in the last few months. So we're just, doing our part to give a lot of other people voice. And for the moment, I'll leave the analysis to someone else. But thank you all for calling. And now we're going to bring in James in Manhattan and also Meredith in Bridgeport. And Maria in Poughkeepsie. Maria and James are for Richardson. Meredith is for Dodd. And we've got about a minute and a half here. So, Maria, real quick, why Bill Richardson?
Very quickly, Bill Richardson, because of all the guys I like best, he's the only one who's had the experience of being a governor and managing the government.
Meredith, also, why Chris Dodd?
He's the only one with international experience.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Maria. Meredith, why Chris Dodd?
most important to me right now is the idea of bringing the two parties together, because I just feel like the infighting between the two parties has us really at a standstill where no one can get anything done. And he seemed to me like he was really committed to that process.
James Y. Richardson.
Well, both because he's the former Secretary of Energy under Clinton, and that's obviously something that we need experience on, and also his former work as an ambassador.
And for you, James, who would be your number two tonight?
Probably Obama.
Maria, Richardson supporter, who would be your number two?
I guess Edwards.
And Meredith in Bridgeport, Dodd supporter?
I'm not sure. I would say probably Obama, but I'm still researching.
All right. Thank you all for calling. Well, we've got a lot of voices on there. Thank you all for calling and telling us who would be the one for you, and also who would be the number two for you. If anything, if this informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Iowa caucus-style deliberation means anything, it's an indication that Hillary is very few people's second choice. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Again, we will have Iowa caucuses coverage live tonight at 8 o'clock. I will be anchoring here on WNYC along with reporters from the Iowa Public Radio news team. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
Are you the one? Are you the one?
You're the one?